Alright, let's try to plow through. So I will be, full disclosure, looking around, found a couple questions and then put them together. And really, then I found that Rosh Hashanah, one of his harem, kind of it gives an important yesod which covers both of them. So on Kuf Hei, Mishnah Kuf Hei talks about the issue of tries to figure out who for lesser chalitzas, and it just talks about a cheresh ketana shechalza tichlutz mishetigdil v'imlo chalza chalitzas lapsula. So Mishnah assumes, right, that a ketana, that if a woman is the one who is involved in the chalitza, if she happens to be a ketana, so then it is a chalitza psula, right, and when she gets up, and when she gets older, so v'imlo chalza chalitzas, when she gets older, that's when she would do chalitza. Vim lo chalitza chalitza sapsula. If she doesn't do it, so her chalitza is going to be pasul. Similarly, at the end, we talked. Katan must have been in the Mishnah. That's on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Yeah. And then at the end, and then we have the story about this. About whether you need to have Eden present. So the Tanakhama says that unless you do chalitza in front of a basin, so the chalitza is going to be pasul. Now, pasul, right, code word for, it's pasul to the point that it doesn't work as chalitza, but she does become usher to her siblings, right? To his siblings. Right? That's what chalitza psula means. Right. So we should, like pater on shot, well, not the same as pater on shot, so the same thing. It's a code word for pater aval aser. Then Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan, however, say that no, that's okay. Umaisa be'echad shechalatz be'no levena, that just between the two of them, beveis ha'isurim, within a prison. Uva maisa lefnei Rabbi Kiva v'hachshir. And Rabbi Kiva came to Rabbi Kiva and he was machshir. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. So you have these two puzzle cases. One about a woman who is a ketana, also a katan. Sorry, katan's also in there. Katan was right before. So a katan, it says chalitza sapsula. A ketana, it says chalitza sapsula by this chalitza, not in front of a basin. It also says chalitza sapsula. And then we have however, there are those that argue on that. Rishim, Rabbi Yochanan both say that it would be kasher in that case. So now turn the page to the next Gemara, to the next Amud of Gemara on page Kufay Amud Beis. So what do we have up there? So the top line is Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zudiv Rabbi Meir, Vachacham Orim Ein Chalitzas Katan Klum. That yeah, the idea that a katan, the chalitza should work. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that it would be psula, aval, meaning that it still would have an effect. Aval chachamim omrim ein chalitzas katan klum. But the chachamim say that no, that it's nothing. That the chalitza of a katan is not going to be anything. That it's not even going to be chalitza psula. So if the girl's in, so if the boy is below the age, right, the brother is 10 years old, so it's not going to work, and they do chalitza, so it's still not going to impact her going forward. And potentially she can marry the other brother. Now, the next line of the Gemara is, so two dots, Ketana Shechalza, right? So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Zudiv Rabbi Meir, Damar Ish Kasuv Parsha, Umakshinan Isha L'Ish. So this is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, Damar Ish Kasuv Parsha, that it says Ish, Umakshinan Isha L'Ish. And we connect Isha to Ish, and therefore we're going to, it seems like Ish and Ish are supposed to have the same din, at least according to Rabbi Meir. Avach chachamim omrim, Ish kasav parsha, Isha ben gadol ben katan. It says Ish, but Ish is what it says there. But an Isha could work ben gadol ben katan. So who is the Shita li chachamim? So who is that? That's Rabbi Yosi. Then it goes through this very, very long story, especially for the halacha that it's trying to teach. Right, but at the end of the day, what are we paskin at the bottom line here of those two dots? Rav Amar Ashtekil of Onos Nedarim. V'Hilchasad, however, we paskin Ashtavi Shte Saros, that we do require that the woman have two saros in order for it to count. Right, that is the way we paskin. It seems like we're paskining like Rabbi Meir, at least in this case. That's at the end of the day. So it seems like the way that we would paskin is that both for a katan as well as for a katana, so the child is going to be that child, that's chalitza is going to be nothing. It's not even going to be that's not going to be kosher, especially if you're learning it off of this hekesh of isha le'ish. Or makshin and isha le'ish, if we're going to make that connection, so then that's what it should be. It should be that it's not going to be, that chalitza is not going to be anything with regards, if either one of the couples is going to be a ketana, and that is the way that most of the Rishonim seem to pass, like Rush, and like those poskim seem to pass in that way, the exception being the Rambam here, right? So the Rambam...
Which is interesting, because the whole Maisa was trying to illustrate that we passing over Yossi.
Yes.
The last thing it says,
Right. Well, it's also the whole Maisa seems to be indicating don't make fun of people or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. So at the end of the day, we pass. Anyway, anytime the Gemara concludes by a Vehilchasa, it's unclear who wrote that. It's not necessarily. It might have come later on. That's like. It might have come from one of the Gonim, but anyway, I mean, it does have weight, and that's the way that it seems like we would pass it. Okay, the next Gemara is about the issue of in front of no Edom. How many Edom is it necessary to have? So Chaltz, right? So that's. Chalza Bishnaim. So the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Farmi Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Ein Halacha Kosos, Rabbi Nachman with Paskin like that. Rather, we're going to say, we're not going to pass in that way. We pass in like that first opinion there that we require three for the they require that it be done in front of Beis Din. Now, what about Beino Levein Atzma? So the implication being, so that would also be, Beino Levein Atzma is not three, so therefore it should be Pasul B'Dieved. The only problem is, what does it mean, Beino Levein Atzma, that they're doing it? So Rabbi Akiva's Shita is Beino Levein Atzma. So the Gemara says, hey, wait a second, if it's Beino Levein Atzma, if it's just between the two of them, and the two of them are private, so how's anybody going to know about it? So rather the Gemara then says, oh, it must be that there were Edom present. And then it goes and gives a story about these two people that did it in prison, but it turns out that someone was able to see it. And the Gemara's assumption is that even Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that there were Edom present. Implication being that if there are no Edom present, then it should be nothing. So, even Rabbi Akiva himself wouldn't say that that would be a wouldn't qualify for anything, even for a chalitza psula. That is the implication there. So on the sheet that I gave out, right? So there is. So the Rambam, just interesting, puts this all in one halacha.
Why do you say it would imply it wouldn't even be a chalitza psula?
Because the Gemara asks on Rabbi Akiva, but then how would it work for anything? So it must be that it's possible.
It just sounds like it's nothing.
Right. So the Rambam here puts a whole bunch of chalitza psula issues together in one thing. So the first couple is chotzel b'fnei shayim over b'fnei shlosha, that top one, omein karva pasul, right? So that's going to be considered chalitza psula. Could have underlined that also. And then he gets to v'chein ketana shechotzel gadol chalitza psula. And similarly, a ketana that does chalitza to a gadol, so the chalitza is going to be pasul. V'chein im chalitza b'fnei yachid, so too if you do chalitza in front of one person, afilu bino levina, even between two of them, uvalaila hare elu chalitza psula. So too, if it's a yachid or it's just between the two of them, it's going to be chalitza psula. So there, where did the Rambam? How did the Rambam? There's no case that the Gemara describes as being bino levina and it being anything, right? The Gemara only picks up from the fact that it's two Edom that there's one Ed or two, that there are two Edom there. That's the case that the Gemara is using as chalitza psula. But yet the Rambam says, leaves that out. The Rambam just says, even b'no levina, that's going to be considered to be chalitza psula. And then he adds in, aval chayir shatan v'katan shechaltzu v'chol cholitz l'misha hi b'tur mina chalitza mina yibim ina chalitza. He says, however, a chayir shota and a katan that does chalitza, that's going to be pater, that's going to be ina chalitza. That's going to be nothing. Right. So the Gemara seems to be, right, so the Rambam seems to be split, right, so the truth is, yes. However, the Gemara itself already sort of altered that, right? The Chacham said, Chacham Omrim, in Chalitza Katan Klum. So the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say it, that doesn't necessarily bother us. What would bother us, though, is that the Gemara seems to put Katan and Katana together on the very next line, and yet the Rambam here is splitting the Psak and saying that when it comes to a Katan's going to be in a Chalitza, that's going to be nothing. While a katana that's involved, so that's going to be considered to be chalitzasa psula. That's going to go and prohibit her to kohanim, which essentially is going to mean that Aisha can't marry the brothers. Well, it's going to prohibit her to kohanim. We'll get the prohibition to katana is more about the other issue, fine, but we'll get to. But that is the implication of the Rambam. So how did he know to split the psak between Katan and Katana? So the Lechem Mishnah picks up on both of these questions and gives different and gives different answers to both of them. Right? Lechem Mishnah on the bottom of the page is the Rambam Shachle Hilchos of Havi Aliba the Rabbi Meir Mishnah Mekshin Isha Leish. The Rambam seems to be saying that we're going to hold to this hekish of Isha Leish. V'chi Tema Im Kain Kima the Ein Chalitzas Katan Klum Hu Adin Chalitzas Katana. So just as it's a longer Lechem Mishnah that he develops the question more, but if he's going to say Kima the Ein Chalitzas Katan Klum, if the katan is not going to be have anything to do with the chalitza, so too the katan also shouldn't have anything to do with the chalitza. Even the makshinan, see Yishlom where the hachta the makshinan lo have el midrabanan. So the Lechem Mishnah suggests, he says, well, maybe that hekish of ishalish is not really a gezeirah shav. That's like a derabanan nesmachta hekish or something. Can the mashu be Yerushalmi and vim kein midoraisa havi chalitza gemura ulakach amar da havi chalitza psula. He says, and they're actually then going to be coming from different directions. The man is going to be nothing. The women are going to say chalitza psula, but yet, really, we would say that the woman is chalitza gemura, right? Really, that's considered to be okay. And we're just and we're saying durabanan. We're going to require a chalitza later on. Okay, so that is the commissioner. Now, as I started before saying, most is coming out of an article that Rosh Hechter writes has in Kines Egos, which apparently was written way before, in a Beis Yitzchak way earlier, where he quotes a question and says, no, it can't be that that's what the Rambam meant from the Emek Yehoshua, but he doesn't even quote it. He just says there's a question on it, which you could look up there and figure out what it is. Okay. The second answer, which I didn't do, says the Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah has another, and then it continues on and says the other question. He said, Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, Hekshu Beino Leveina, Miyadinan, right? Vetertzu Im Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ve'idim Roam Oso Mibuchutz, right? The Gemara itself says, how could it be that they had a Chalitza just between the two of them? Who would know about it? So he says, well, Edim saw it outside. Ve'rabinu Lehiskim Mizeklum, and the Rambam doesn't say anything about these extra Edim that the Gemara seems to include. So maybe he relies on you to figure it out, right? Maybe he relies on you that you're able to figure out, oh, it must be that there were Edom that were present there as well. Inami, the Gemara Hikshu Kain, or maybe that the Gemara connects a Kain, Mishum, the Amru Sham, the Heksha Rebbe Akiva, Ulahachi Hikshu, the Filu, who Vihi Modim, the Nechlitza Lomehem, Nukadeh Lehatir Alma, Aval Rabbeinu, the Pasuk, the Psula, Afilu Leka Edom, came to Shnehem Modim, Eim, and Lepsun Lach. He says, well, or it could be that. The Gemara is talking about being machshir them for everybody else. But in terms of, the Gemara's question was, according to Rabbi Akiva, and this is, I think, what Levi was already, is that, right, that it could be according to the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to ask, according to you, Rabbi Akiva, how could you matter for everybody? So, according to Rabbi Akiva, to matter these people for everybody, so then you would need to aid them there. But if you had the couple came in front of you and said, we did chalitza together, would we tell them that, it doesn't count, that's nothing, and therefore you can go and marry the other brother? So that so that the Lechem Mishnah suggests that, no, the Rambam would not agree to that. He would agree that that case would be, that Rabbi Akiva himself would agree that that case would be puzzle as well. So that is those are the two answers that the Lechem Mishnah suggests. So Rosh Hechter suggests a big Yesodos here, that there is a comparison here, a strong comparison. The Gemara itself makes the comparison between a chalitza psula and a reach haget. So reach haget showed up earlier in Yevamos about 50. Dafim ago, where it talks about a reach haget is that there is a, he says to her, for there's a four-way machlokas in the The Mishnah gives four cases, and there's a four in machlokas. How many of those cases actually qualify as a reyach haget? But reyach haget excludes, says the woman is not divorced from the husband, but she is now no longer allowed to marry a kohen either. I mean, she's considered a grusha for the purpose of marrying a kohen, and she's considered, but she's still connected. She's not mutter to the rest of the world. So, for example, the husband gives her a get, saying, "You're hereby mutter lechol for all the men in the world, with the exception of." Whoever, right? The exception of something. So that is that the Gemara calls a reyach haget, and that's not considered to be geirushin. She actually does not become mutter to anyone, I believe, is the way that we paskin. But yet she is now considered a grusha for the purpose of marrying a kohen. And it seems like that is probably even a din d'oraisa. That not just a derabban, but even din d'oraisa, because the pasuk is based on the pasuk by the Kohen, right, that based on the way the Pasuk is described, there's the instance that the Gemara uses that Pasuk to talk about this concept, implying that it is a din d'oraisa, that she has that status, she has middle status. So could the same thing, so the Gemara in that context, in Maseches Gittin, seems to all of a sudden put in the laws of Chalitza as well, in the same way. All right, so Amar Rav Kulan Poslin Bekuhuna Chutz Min Arishon, when describing those four cases in the Mishnah, right, it's... Right, so Rav says that all of them are going to. Is there a clock? Oh, there you go. Okay, so that Kulan Poslin Bekuhuna, except for woman number, except for the case that's talking about the cases, the four cases in the Mishnah, except for that one. So there's four opinions there, 1, 2, 3, and 4, that which ones are in and which ones are out. And Shmuel says Af Rishon Nami Posel. So Shmuel comes along and says that no, even the first one would be. Pasul mikahuna as well. I mean, in that case, the cases are like the guy's walking down the street and he hears the guy appointing someone to do a get for a case. So he says, "Oh, I have the same name and my wife has the same name." And it turns out the guy was writing a get and the guy gave up on it. So could he go ahead and use that get? I mean, it was a get that was the cases of get shelo lishma. That would be the case, or the case of or you're hereby mutter to the rest of the world. So I remember. Gittin, I think, was the first year I was in Rosh Hashir. He used to say, like, if a get has to be no strings attached. So if you say, here's a get, but you're hereby no longer allowed, you're not allowed to marry these other people, so there's a string attached. So in theory, the guy is pulling, could at any point pull the get back. So that's not considered to be a full-fledged get. I mean, I think there's actually a case in Gittin of giving the girl a get with a string attached. I think that there's literally that case in the Gemara as well. So Shmuel says, Af Rishon Nami Posav Aza Shmuel L'taymeh. So Damar Shmuel, Kol Makom Sheshanu Chachamim Get Pasel. So, get pasul, pasul uposel, chalitza psula, psula uposalta mina achin. And so too, as Shmuel says, that any time when it says that a get is pasul, it's pasul uposel, right? The get is pasul, and it also pasuls her to a kohen. So too, chalitza psula, psula uposalta mina achin. So too, the same thing with chalitza, that it pasuls her. And the chalitza itself is pasul, but she's also pasul from the other brothers. Uvmarava Amri Shvei the Rabbi Eliezer, as they said over there, that small velaila psulos uposlos, and they said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that if it's done with the left foot or it's done at night, so that is considered psulos uposlos. That is considered both of them. That she it's a pasul chalitza, but yet she is still pasul to the rest of the brothers. However, katan v'anfilie, right? Psulos v'ein poslos. If you have the case of a katan being involved. And on pilia, pilia is like a sock or some kind of like woven shoe. So pasulos ve'ein pasulos. So that pasels her, and it doesn't pasel to the rest of the brothers, meaning it is garnished, right? Meaning it's nothing. That with a katan and with the other type of shoe, so that's not going to be meaningful at all. So. Which is the way we pass it in our Gemara. Ein chatza, ein chalitzas, katan klum. But then you're left with the question, well, okay, why is it that the katan is ein klum, but the ktana is still going to be posel, psulos u posels, right? Why is that going to be the case? So, so Rosh Hashir suggests that, well, what's the story with Reach HaGet? How is the... What is the lundus going on there? So he says that it's considered to be a maisa get without a chalos get, or whatever terms he puts together there, that you're doing a maisa, but the chalos is not going to be able to take place. It's not going to be able to impact that. So what then is the chiddush when it comes to a reach get? When it comes to a reach get, that you have a maisa, but you don't have a chalos. So that means that she's not going to be divorced, but yet that's going to be enough in order to separate her, in order to say that she's going to have the shame grusha for the purpose of prohibiting her to the kohen. So therefore, here as well, so we would suggest that a chalitza psula is the same thing, that it is a maisa chalitza without a chalos chalitza. So therefore, the maisa chalitza is going to, it happens, right, and therefore she is, the maisa chalitza happens, so therefore she is going to be prohibited to marrying somebody else, but the chalitza, she's not allowed to marry one of the other brothers, but the chalutz chalitza has not yet taken place, and therefore she's still going to be usher for, she's still going to be usher l'shuk. She's still not going to be able to go out. So the... Yeah. Uposlos, mean the Gemara and Gittin?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
She has to do it again. You have to do it properly.
Right, so then you have to, you have to go back and do it again, but it's still postal, so she's still going to be puzzled. Now, what do you need for...
She's been puzzled after,
Well, puzzled for the brothers, I meant at that point, but yeah. So, but in order for it to be a maisa, it needs to be somewhat close. It can't just be anything. So that's what the Gemara on Daf Nun Bey suggested. Running out of time. But the Gemara on Daf Nun Bey earlier in Nevamah says, yeah, but if you give a Nair Ba'alma, meaning a man goes and gives her a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper, that's nothing on it. So that's nothing, right? That's not going to be considered to be a Re'ach Get. That's just giving her a piece of paper. So that's not even going to qualify for anything. So there is a way of doing things that kind of look like a get or kind of look like chalitza, that's not going to be a meaningful act at all. So giving her a blank piece of paper is going to be not a meaningful act at all. And then you have to figure out, okay, so which of these things are going to be considered meaningful and which of these are not going to be considered meaningful. So that's the distinction that they're making here in that Gemara and Gittin. Svol v'layla posulos v'poselas. That's considered to be a maisa chalitza, even if it's not under the right circumstances. That is close, but it's not it. Katan v'anpilye, if you do it with a katan or v'anpilye, so that's going to be nothing. But a ktana, so when it says a ktana is going to be psulos, according to the Rambam would say, oh, that's considered to be a pasul chalitza. That's considered, right, so if the man is a katan, that's nothing. If the woman is a ktana, so then that's going to be something. Not to the point that it's going to allow her to go free, but that does mean that a maisa chalitza has taken place. So why should there be a distinction there? Oh, I'm sorry, this came out kind of blurry. Not sure why that happened. But so he suggests, so what's the difference between a katan and a ktana? So... he says that for a chalitza to happen, so a chalitza needs a certain amount of equipment. So the most equipment that we're talking about is, we usually are talking about the shoe, right? The shoe is a piece of equipment. And if you're not going to use a shoe, you're going to use a wool shoe, a woven shoe, so that's not going to count. So there is another piece of equipment that is very important for a chalitza, which you don't necessarily think of chalitza, but that is, think of equipment, but that is the man, right? The man is also a very important piece of equipment when it comes to the issue of chalitza. So just as the shoe not really being a shoe is going to disqualify it from being a act of chalitza at all, so too a man not being a real man is going to disqualify it from being a maisa chalitza. And if it's not even a maisa chalitza, so then it's going to be nothing. So that is the suggestion as to how to make that. No, you have to go back and read to the Gemara. Well, why exactly are we distinguishing? So we're saying, yeah, a katan, we could make the gezeira shava of katan and katana, so that's talking about for it to be a chalitza gemur, for it to be a chalitza that works. But if they do a act, if they go through the motions of chalitza, so then if they're going through the motions, so that now prohibits her to her to the brothers. But if the man is a katan, so the man is now... You're missing the equipment. You haven't even gone through the maisa of chalitza at that point, in which case both of them In which case, that's going to be considered to be nothing. That's going to be ein klum, and therefore, and potentially she could go ahead and marry one of the other brothers, or potentially, I guess, go back and marry him as well. We would say the same thing with regards to the edim. That when it comes to this machlokas with regards to edim or bino levena, so. What about if the man and wife? What if they go back and the woman and the brother? So if they do chalitza bino levina, so what happened there? So what would we assume? We assume that it would be they went through the motions. Now it wasn't a chalitza gemura because it wasn't a beis din present, but they still did it. They still did those actions. So if they go ahead and do those actions, so the gemara that says you need five people present, three people present, that would be considered to be that would be gemura. And if there's nobody there, did they do a maisa chalitza? So you suggest, yeah, they did a maisa chalitza. Go a little deeper, that means you don't necessarily have Edom l'kiyum hadavar, but you had Edom, but you did the Maisa. So you don't necessarily have Edom there to establish that it took place and that it has to be a Maisa from the basin. So that didn't happen, but if you went ahead and did it separately, so that means that at the end of the day, a Maisa Chalitza was done. If a Maisa Chalitza was done, so then that's enough for it to be considered psula, and therefore to have the bad news of a chalitza, but not the good news of a chalitza. So that is the suggestion. There's some other.
Okay, the difference between katan and katana. Yeah. Do you think it's simply that it's explicit in the pasuk, as opposed to if it's just a hekesh between a man and a woman? Is that what you think he's saying?
No, the hekesh in the pasuk.
Why is the man this required equipment and the woman's not?
Equipment. Yeah, why isn't she?
The answer is because the man is explicit in the pasuk,
uh-huh.
And the woman is just hekesh. Otherwise, I don't really see a difference in svara. Why the man is not akev and not the woman? You know. I'm not seeing that in the words, but it could be.
It's true, the man.
Where did he learn that out? From the Chosh Nechot Tzilchach Nikra Hayavim Bekulim.
Ish Benal Chasav Par Bekra or something like that, right? So.
Then Misiachis Mitztarif Maisa Chalitza Afal Avachashiv Ki Ilu Shreim Asu Es HaChalitza. Okay, that seems Misham Shayavim Bishas HaChalitza Gamet Toros Chavtza Right of Inish Tzkaim HaChalitza Mial Ayin Mizeh Kovitz Aros. Okay. I don't know. He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't back it up from the psukim, but kovitz aros ayin vav osvav. It says from there. What?
After the brackets, I might have read it wrong.
V'miyad akas of the ish prat lekata nira lefarish. Oh, you're right. The mishani mishteya b'chinos anal. The fact that it says ish as opposed to a katan. Okay.
Specifically a gavra.
Mishteya. Right. Okay. Maybe.
I didn't see the second side. Oh. Reading is all from the first little paragraph.
Oh, okay. So that's described on the. So that's described on the back of the page is that connection. But that is the yisod. That's the yisod by Hilchos by Rea Chaget as well as apparently by Rea Chalitza. So I called it the smell of Chalitza. Which I thought about that a little bit.
Okay.
That
should go through your
tongue, huh? Is it not just
a gezerah? Like I'm wondering if the Rea Chaget. Like it sounds like a gezerah. It's like it looks like you did it. You kind of did it.
It sounds like it. So he's.
People are going to think you did it and come to think.
I think there is a shita in Sharm.
Yes. No. It is a machlokas. It is a machlokas. So I took a look.
It brings a pasuk. Gemara brings at least a drasha.
Yes. No. It is quoted in the pasuk, but it is a machlokas shown whether Reach Haget is Rabban or Doraisa. Yes.
I guess.